Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Patrick Peterson. Make sure to check out his podcast, First and Pod, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Patrick, it's awesome to have you on the show, buddy. Thanks for hopping aboard. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. And yourself?
Doing very
awesome,
well.
Buddy.
We're ready for playoff football in D.C. Now, so much is made about Jaden Daniels being a rookie and going into the postseason here. I'm curious what you think that really means for him. He's shown the ability to not feel like the moment was big all year long, to kind of handle everything in stride. How much is Sunday going to be for him?
It will be a little bit different just because, you know, there is no tomorrow. There is no more game planning if you lose this game. So there are going to be, you know, people on edge a little bit, understanding that, you know, every moment, every drive matters. And he's never been in this position before. But I've seen throughout the season that he's more than capable of going into Tampa Bay and squeezing out a victory, because you saw what he did against the Philadelphia Eagles, which is a playoff opponent. You saw what he did against the Chicago Bears. You know, that kind of started a downhill for the rest of their season. So what he have done throughout this season, it gives me the confidence that he will be able to go in there and play his best football to try to give his guys the best opportunity to win it.
Patrick, the young guys, in your experience as both a player, an analyst, and everything in between, the young guys that dealt with that kind of pressure well versus those that didn't, what was kind of the difference?
Pretty much the same things I stated earlier, to really understand that there is no tomorrow and understanding how precious these playoff moments are, because you can be in the playoff this year and you won't make it to the playoff another 4 or 5 years, you know, unless you're Patrick Mahomes and you're in the playoff each and every year. But most teams are not fortunate like that. You know, Jaden may have that potential to do something like that, but that's very fortunate, you know. So you have to take advantage of the opportunity that's in front of you, because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. So that's, you know, I'm sure it's been preached around the locker room and from Coach Dan Quinn, a guy who's been in the Super Bowl, who won a Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks, who's been in the Super Bowl with the Atlanta Falcons, so he understands how precious these moments are and how hard it is to get there. So let's not, you know, waste any moments and waste this time, you know, that's in front of us to go out here and try to get this championship.
Patrick Peterson's with us on G&D, played in the playoffs 4 different times, 2014, 2015, 22, and 23, with 4 different, or I should say 3 different organizations, including the Vikings and the Steelers. Of course, had the 72-yard pick six at one point in time in the playoffs with the Cardinals. When you look at the current way we do things, how do you feel about the really good wild card team, let's say like a 14-win team, Minnesota, going on the road to a potential 7-win division champion? Like, do you feel like the division champions should get the home game? Should it matter that way? Or should we base some of the seeding or, you know, home and away just based on overall record? How do you view the current alignment?
Yeah, I think it should go on record. You know, I if you win your division, yes, you get an automatic bid into the playoffs. But if your record is not better than your opponent, you know, then you'll have to go on the road. I think that's just fair, because it's not fair for the Minnesota Vikings to win 14 games, go 14-3, and have to play on the road and, you know, possibly be kicked out of the playoffs in the first round, because we all know how hard it is to win on the road. Not saying that they're going to lose that ball game, but it is tough to play on the road in the playoffs. But they definitely played a good enough season to where they earned the right to play a home field, a home game in the playoffs. But the way the current playoff system is now, those guys have to go on the road. I can probably see it changing, though, in the next couple of years, just because you see how bad, you know, the NFC South has been year in and year out. The AFC, the AFC South, how bad they've been year in and year out. You know, so I think they probably will put some thought into this moving forward, though.
Patrick, right now in your view, what team comes into the playoffs playing the best football? Who do you think has kind of hit their stride here?
You got to be the Detroit Lions. You know, just the way they beat up on the San Francisco 49ers, the Minnesota Vikings, the Detroit Lions, you know, just to finish off the season. Those guys are just, and despite all the injuries that they're that they had to endure throughout this season, these guys are playing, you know, their best football, and they're clicking on all cylinders, regardless who they have in the lineup right now. So I have to go with the Detroit Lions, with the team who's playing their best football entering the playoffs.
Patrick, how do you feel about Commanders Bucks Sunday Night Football, the game we care the most about? Who do you like in that matchup?
Man, it's going to be a good game, man. I really do. I'm going to go with the Washington Commanders on the upset, because there's always going to be one road team that have an opportunity to go on the road and pull off the upset. And I think this is the one. I think these teams are evenly matched. You know, they pretty much have the experience on the quarterback side, but for the most part, the receivers are evenly matched. Defenses are what and what. And, you know, Baker just have the experience, in my opinion, over Jaden Daniels in that field. So it should be a great game. I'm looking forward to it, to see how the rookie performs in his first playoff game. And like I said, I'm looking for the Washington Commanders to pull off an upset on their first road playoff win on their journey to the championship.
In terms of coaching, preparation, and kind of the lead up to the playoffs, you mentioned that there's the extra pressure. Everybody knows that, right? I mean, you're aware that it's win or go home, or win or start your vacation. What did you like from coaches over the years? And what advice would you give to Dan Quinn in kind of the lead up to this massive game that everyone knows is for a whole bunch?
Man, you know, just keep everything the same. You know, at the end of the day, it's still a football game. You know, you don't want to, you know, make point of emphasis of things and putting, you know, a lot more on guys' plate than it needs to be. You know what I mean? Just still play the game, and, you know, as well as you can, execute the game plan as best as you can. And at the end of the day, if we go out there and continue to play the ball that got us here, you know, and play mistake-free football, you know, we can see ourselves in the next round. But, you know, for coaches, I just think sometimes they just get a little bit too tight. You know what I mean? Just really just starting to do stuff out of the ordinary. And at the same time, we really don't need that, because we're a good enough football team. We're a 12-win football team. We belong here. So at the end of the day, we don't need to do anything different. We just have to do it better than our opponent.
Patrick, at the end of your time in Arizona, you played for Cliff Kingsbury, who's the OC here now. There was a lot this week written about Kingsbury's growth and being more open to players and letting them in on more elements of his life. I'm just curious what you thought of Cliff as a head coach, and what you would think about the possibility of him becoming a head coach again after a pretty strong year as an OC.
Yeah, I thought Cliff was a solid head coach. I just think the job was a little bit too big for him at the time, coming from college and having the opportunity to deal with grown men and really, you know, having the whole, you know, organization pretty much in your palms. I think that was, you know, different for him stepping into that field, but now having the opportunity to, you know, not only step away from the game, but go off to college and now be back into the NFL and watch how Dan Quinn pretty much run the system. And pretty much, you know, I'm sure he's taking notes on how he can do certain things differently, you know, moving forward if he have an opportunity to get a second chance. But the way he ran practice, the way he took care of the guys, he definitely did, you know, a great job of that week in and week out. Like I said, I just think with him being an offensive-minded coach, he was just, in my opinion, you know, when he was the head coach, he was just a little distance from the defense, defensive guys and the defense in general. You know, so as a head coach, you have to be, you know, have your hand in the paddle in pretty much all phases. You know, so like I said, I know he probably, you know, learned from his, from the time he had as a head coach as the Arizona Cardinals, and I'm sure that he won't, you know, looking to be better as a head coach to have much more success his second go around.
Patrick, treat to catch up with you, man. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Man, same to you guys.